You would.
Yeah, where would you put the permanent one? Is it at the base of the hill coming in there, or at the?
You look at the top, like near the update store, that's your priority one, I think, you look at one and, see how that goes, like Tony's saying, your speeding going up, that's probably not the big, the biggest issue, your speeding, because they come down, getting the roll down from Water Tower and roll into town and then tip over at Lockton Street.
What we'll do is, we'll do a report back on a movable versus portable, sorry, they're both the same thing, permanent versus movable one, for consideration. But, from my opinion of what I'm hearing and the report, that we can justify what we do and how we manage it, and we will police it, as indicated in the report, the police have been informed, have been out, and we will investigate the cost, location and type of facility we'll put there.
I just say that, you know, I encourage the community to keep writing with their concerns, and I have had the opportunity to speak to a couple of the letter writers that, for this this topic, and they do understand the issues that preclude us taking drastic steps like putting in pedestrian crossings and the like. And I think we're on the right track here by investigating the speed panels. And there's also not only driver education for people coming through town, but there's local education. Our pedestrians are in the habit of crossing wherever they prefer to cross on the street. So, you know, that's education as well. Drivers reversing out of their car parks, just have to be mindful of the fact that they're reversing out of their car parks rather than expecting it to be clear. So you've got a recommendation, sorry, Gareth.
Just a real quick one that's because it came up when we're talking about the traffic. Is it legal to park in the cross streets?
Paved areas? No, they're not. No.
Because yeah, there's no sign either way.
No.
But noted, pass that.
I wasn't sure.
Perhaps, yes, if the highway patrol don't find a speeder, they'll find a parking.
I think also, on the lines of what Wayne was saying before, we do need to have in our 10, 20, 50 year mine tank that we do look to get rid of some of the heavy traffic out of the middle of town. I've said it before, we don't want to end up like Tamora and end up with just one big rumble strip. The strength of this town is the beauty of its main street. So
but just for your advice, we included it in the REDS, which is the Regional Economic Development Strategy, a second crossing. We indicated to Transport for New South Wales and to Steph Cook that was in our future projections, and exactly right. It won't happen tomorrow, but it'll be one of those things that we'll just keep plugging away at. Mm-hmm. It's the Rail Authority try not to have any new ones. It's against what they want to do, and they're quite expensive. So we accept all of that, but it is something that we have flagged in with the government that we would like to have in the future.
Yeah, but I guess getting outside of these four blocks along Corby Street, we need to keep in mind the urban and the
growth.
R5 zone growth areas,
growth, yeah.
Because they've got to pop out somewhere.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yep. It certainly becomes a very big subject to try and get the head around. Okay, councillors, so you have a recommendation there, and with the addition that we'll receive a report back from the staff in relation to the best option for the speed boards, be they mobile or permanent. So if I have a mover and seconder, Councillor Crocker, Councillor White, all those in favour? Against? Carried. Okay. Executive Manager, Development and Environmental Services, and I'll hand over to the General Manager to take us through this report.
Executive Manager Development Environmental Services on holiday, so it's fallen to me to have this discussion. HS1 is just the development that's occurred over the last month, just there for your information.
Can I just ask Tony?
Yep.
Now that the GAs have gone through for the pub, are they going to start work soon or?
It was very important that we got those through quickly. And we did so.
We did indeed. I should point out there, and it is worth noting that In October, I had a number of conversations with the applicant, and he was quite insistent that they needed for the viability of the project to get their construction certificate through by the end of October. And I will say that the staff did a magnificent job to get that done. It was quite a demanding lot of paperwork that needed to be resolved and sorted through, and they got that. So council is certainly backing this project to the best of its ability, and hopefully we'll see some construction in the new year.
Did the bathtub make the...
It's going to move to Gammon.
No, it didn't.
It's on the corner.
On the building lot, I think.
Okay, so if I could have a mover and seconder for HS1. Councillor Hutchins, Councillor Maslin, thank you. All those in favour, against, carried. HS2.
So we put up for public exhibition the conflict of interest policy for council related development. That is now been through that period. There were no submissions, so it's ready to be endorsed formally.
Okay. No questions. You have a recommendation there, councillors. Can I have a mover and seconder, please? Councillor White, Councillor Crocker. All those in favour? Against? Carried.
HS3 is the landfill transfer station from Cooleman, which I'm sure will create some interest with the public. What has basically happened is that Cooleman is reaching the end of its life for pits, and we need to now make decisions on what we need to do there. We bought a similar report previously, a year ago, could have even been longer, 18 months, indicating that there was an end of life to the pits there, and we would need to either A, close the tip, or turn it into a transfer station, and therefore, how are we going to manage that? The transfer of that waste has a cost. As people know, either in their rates, there is an amount for access to the tip, the tips around the Shire. The tips around the Shire are, in our staff's eyes, are seen as one. It is a capacity to fill a certain area across our Shire, and we try to manage that as best we can and as cheaply as possible on all occasions. Out at the current Cooleman tip, we've got about 6 months left, and we have quite a lot of infrastructure there with the CRC shed, the recycling, all of those sort of recycling issues that we have out there. We could, if we closed it, people could travel to the other three tips in our Shire, which is Cooleman, Mara, Ganmain and Ardlethan. So the offer is, that option is always still available to people, but if they choose to go out for convenience sake to Cooleman, then we will have a charge for any waste that they put into those transfer bins, because that's what will be out there, bins that will need to be picked up. If they undertake source separation and just take green waste, for example, that is still free. You can take that up there, dump it off. If you just take metal, you can do that. Cardboard or recycling, the bins are still there. However, if it is general refuse and goes into a container, we need to pay for that to be removed. So, unfortunately, we've reached this time where we need to make these decisions, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay, any questions? Yeah, Councillor Crocker.
I have one. Although I recognise the need for a charge, is that it's a cost impact on council to get rid of this waste. My biggest concern is the $30 per metre squared, whether that is going to form the basis of a minimum charge or not. I think we probably should be looking more at a lower minimum charge that reflects the amount of waste in one of our domestic waste red lid bins, which is more the type of waste that we'll be charging for. So that's probably what we'll be more looking at, what's going to be delivered at that transfer station, so.
Would you?
If we work out that's roughly 1/6 of a,
yep.
of a square metre, if we can work out a rougher cost, even if it's a slightly higher cost than the $30 equivalent.
Would you be happy if we asked the general manager to bring a report back to the February meeting?
Well, I think we need to endorse.
Philosophy
we're heading, and we're going to start engaging with people. But I accept that there might be an option for us to tinker with those charges, so that you've got a per meter charge and then a red lid bin charge, so that we can, because we don't want to have the debates out there with the staff. I'd much rather have them set, and I think that's quite a reasonable request. So we'll do some work around that, and we will. There's still 6 months. We will start the promoting of this, but there's still 6 months for us to come back and finalise those fees.
And then in 6 months' time, we will review it again and see how it's gone.
Yeah, well, every that will be the end of the financial year, and that allows us to set our fees every whenever we budget.
And this is going to be a significant change for the community. So, you know, and I'm sure you're going to get asked a number of questions. So I just asked that you get your head around the policy, so you can answer them the best that you can. It's just a fact of life. Unfortunately, as the general manager says, we've reached the end of life of the Cooleman pit, and it's just simply not cost effective for us to dig another hole somewhere else.
But you still have an option of two other tips within 15 minutes?
We do.
Or reducing your landfill.
That's my point, is that I think this is the time now to encourage recycling, because everything that you recycle at the tip is free. Mm. It's only the stuff that we have to transfer to landfill that you're going to be charged for.
Yep.
So this is a perfect opportunity to let the people do the recycling at home. Many hands make light work. Recycling is a difficult thing for someone to sort out the whole lot of it. But when it's done in-house, it's a small amount of work, and if it's going to save that money, well, it saves that money. So I think we need to encourage less going into the skip bin by encouraging recycling. I think this is a win-win. We're not closing the tip. The Cooleman will still have a tip. As we said before, we have investigated building a new tip, and that's just not economically viable. So this is really a win-win to increase recycling and still have the ability to waste, to dump domestic waste at the tip for a small fee. And agreed that if someone's only bringing one garbage bin in, then maybe a cubic metre charge is a bit much for them, but we still need a decent minimum charge to justify the cost of collecting the money.
A point I would like to ask too, and it'll probably be on the people of the ratepayers' minds, how will that money be collected?
Out there as it is now. So,
we
have facilities out there, you can tap and go.
Yep.
They take money now for mattresses and different sort of hazardous waste. So this will just be included as a charge for that waste. I remember when I did the landfill management plan, I think it was probably 2006, and I reckon that the recommendation I gave to council then was that Cooleman would be filled by 2010 to 2012. And subsequent to that, we did recycling, we did the FOGO, we did the CRC sheds, we went through all of that process, which gave us another 10 years. So rather than looking at it as though, oh, wow, it happened today, is it not, it's better than it happening in 2012 and the processes we've done to do that to where we are now.
Does the council see coming ahead where the recycling actually then starts to be sorted with two or three bins, if you like?
Do you mean?
Well, what's collected, everything goes into one bin, and every time I put different things in there, I think, wow, some bugger, poor bugger's got to actually sort that.
That all goes into the one truck.
Yeah.
That devil goes into one, there more trucks.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
We did look at having a facility in Mara. We actually talked about, instead of transporting it to Cootamundra to have a facility in Mara, and we had meetings with the disability providers. But it's very unusual, that little world, because the disability providers get paid by them looking after the each individual person, and they're unwilling to give them up to get a job elsewhere because then they don't get paid for it. So we were, it was quite an eye-opener about trying to facilitate that and set that up when those companies were against it because they were losing their
income,
clientele.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it in the country, but my son in Sydney has three recycling bins.
Mm.
He gets plastic, paper and glass or tin, I'm not sure.
Yeah. We only have one truck, so it's all going to go in the
yeah, 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 yeah. On the recycling issue and in the town bins, I think I've raised this before as well, I think we should have a more clearly delineated recycling bins up the main street, particularly in the plaza and the parks, probably in Gammain as well, and Ardithan. Not so sure about the smaller towns, but maybe not as important, but it certainly wouldn't hurt if there's a waste reduction green or something out, if we can get those bins. I know that probably means two hand pickups for the truck driver, but...
Yeah, we... it's been something on the radar for a while. It's always been the next job, if you get me, like, let's sort this out, and then we'll get to that. Public recycling is fraught with a little bit of danger because you're relying on goodwill. Absolutely happy to get into that space. We just need to get there.
One other one, there were no bins. I'm not having a go at Lions. There were no bins at the Christmas carols the other...
There was one there.
One, was there? Oh, okay. I couldn't find it.
There's apparently one in the park.
Yeah.
Has the council got? No, anyway, wasn't that?
Yeah. No, we do.
All the point coming
here's,
up.
So here's how we deal with that. We have got probably 20 or 30 purple littered bins, so they're obvious. We know where they go and where they come from. And we donate them or allow them to be used by whoever needs them for a function. Our criteria is you pick them up and you bring them back empty. So you're in charge of the waste you create. It's not our job to go and pick them up and dispose of them, do whatever. There's the bin. You put that into part of your operations.
So New Year's Eve, for instance, which is what I was getting at, we need the bins there.
Yep, we do. And that we use those bins because that's our function.
Oh,
we go and do that. But if it's
Gammain markets, we have to take them to the tip.
Yes. Mm. They're there and available. They can pick them up, but...
Are they stamped? Cool Mature?
Yep.
Well, you're pretty sure
they are. They've got to be purple lid. Because
they used to have yellow lidded ones.
Yep.
And purple. They used to go walkies.
Is there
any reason we can't just get them picked up by the garbage?
Well,
not in his contract.
It's quite a dear pickup. He has said, I will pick up, and I think it's $5 a bin instead of, like, the normal pickup's $1.42, but if they've got to come out and pick up on a specified time.
No, just on the normal shag amount of midnight.
That,
it is an effort to empty the
pool. And
I'd be happy to pay $5.